Can you hear me now? This is Dave Royce on the CBS Radio Network. On Monday, the president rolled out take two of his Charlottesville statement in which he described hate groups as repugnant.
They're repugnant to everything we hold dear as Americans.
And it seemed to hit home. The alt-right message boards lit up. Sorry in advance for all the bleeping. Quote, old controlled son of a is done. He can forget about re-election in 2020. I'm not voting for his ass. And this one. He served his usefulness. He was only a tool. Buckle up. The storm is coming, unquote. And yet, Richard Spencer, the white nationalist who founded the alt-right movement, was celebrating because the president never mentioned the term white nationalist. Spencer says that his movement involves ethnic cleansing like the others, but a peaceful ethnic cleansing. He's never provided details. Presumably, he's figured out how to remove non-white people from American soil in a way that would be a win-win for everybody. But knowing that Donald Trump does not typically embrace that level of subtlety, I'm fairly certain Mr. Spencer can consider himself just as repugnant as the others. Repugnant, by the way, is defined as abhorrent, revolting, repulsive, repellent, vile, foul, nasty, loathsome, sickening, nauseating, hateful, detestable, execrable, abominable, monstrous, appalling, insufferable, unsavory, ghastly, horrible, and I believe you could even include deplorable. So as I see it, the president did indeed invite Mr. Spencer to hop into Hillary's little basket along with the others and peacefully cleanse himself from the debate. Now this. This is Dave Royce on the CBS Radio Network.